This is the old, old Good Morning Man, Kermit Edney, with program number 140 in a series of 260 chapters that deal with the happenings and the people who made things happen over the past 50 years. The WHKP years since 1946. It follows the format of the great Frank Fitzsimmons series, so we simply call it Where Fitz Left Off. And today I'm going to share with you some trivia that you may use to confound your friends and antagonize your enemies. How many vehicles, cars or trucks, will one lane of highway carry if traffic moves at 55 miles per hour? What county has the largest number of miles of unpaved roads in the entire state? Were you listening yesterday? We're all enjoying the spectacular wildflowers along our North Carolina highways. Where does the money come from to pay for them? And as Jimmy Durante, the great old comedian, used to say after one of his one-liners, I got a million of them. I've always enjoyed trivia, and I suppose that's because I've been in radio broadcasting for these some 50 years. If you're doing an interview and your guest is almost incommunicado, you can always liven up the session with something like, by the way, did you know that North Carolina was a pioneer state in planting wildflowers along state-maintained highways? And did you know that there are 2,000 acres of wildflowers in North Carolina? By this time, your guest may become a bit glassy-eyed, and that's when you hit him again with, oh, by the way, the state pays for the wildflowers with proceeds that come from the sale of personalized license plates and private contributions. Then, if you want to sidle into politics, you can always toss in, that whole deal was dreamed up by Governor Jim Martin's wife, Dottie. It seems that during the early years of the Martin administration, every county that bordered on another state wanted the state to build welcome centers on the highways coming into the state through their county. Well, the DOT looked at the annual operating cost of staffing such welcome centers and came back with no, 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 no. So the counties then offered a better deal. If the state will build the centers, the counties will pay to staff them. And so quite a few welcome centers were built by the state for the counties. And they had hardly completed them when here come the counties back to Raleigh and say, we have budget problems. It looks like the state's going to have to use the personalized plate income to pay to staff these centers. No, said the governor. And Dottie says, why don't you, Governor Jim, just eliminate that issue once and for all by dedicating all funds from the sale of personalized plates to pay for the planting of wildflowers along our highways, which can be enjoyed by all local motorists and tourists alike. And that's how the wildflower program came into existence. And the program has been accorded national honors for innovative beautification of the nation's roads year after year. Oh, in case you didn't know, one traffic lane will carry 2,000 vehicles per hour at 55 miles per hour. As you add more vehicles, the speed slows. If you add enough vehicles, the traffic lane will simply come to an absolute stop. It has become a parking lot. Unpaved roads. Which county has the largest number of miles in the entire state? That's not even close. Henderson County has the greatest number of miles by far. And while you'll hear all sorts of promises as to how and why that number's going to go to zero over the next 10 years or so, don't bet the store on it. Oh, back to the highway beautification program. If you've wondered who determines what to plant and where along our highways, it is not, as some might believe, an accident that happens. Nor do we have more daisies in a given year than in another because somebody in DOT got a good deal on daisy seed. Every bit of landscaping along a highway is planned, both for beauty, for the environment, and for safety. In some cases, on a divided highway, plantings or special fences are used to shield each direction of traffic from the oncoming headlights of the traffic from the other direction. In some cases, plantings are selected to prevent erosion, sometimes as landscape screening. And there are 7 men, if I recall correctly, who make the ultimate decisions on all highways. In the 13th and 14th Division, which includes all of western North Carolina, even as far east as Ruthven and Marion, it's a man by the name of Ed Engel. He has a title which is about a dozen words long. But when you travel along even such a lesser road as White Pine Drive, the jonquils, which got froze out this spring, the shrubbery, the dogwoods, every plant was included on a scale diagram which Ed had created and which was followed by workers in landscaping for DOT. Now, if you really want to throw somebody in a battle of trivia, ask them how many miles of roads does the state take care of in the 14th Division here in the mountains, not including even Buncombe or Madison or the other northern counties. See, in many states, counties are responsible for roads and highways. But here in North Carolina, the state is responsible for highways, which accounts for one of the finest highway systems in the great 50 states. And the number of miles just in the 14th Division, 4,951 miles, and that does not include streets within towns and cities which get Powell Bill funds to help them maintain city streets. And again, to repeat, you're ready. All right, folks, I got a million more of them. The seventh child of a seventh child, lucky enough to have been born here, the good sense never to leave, and with the job he's loved all of his life. So some quarter as we begin the next 50 years.